We've got Paul Gow on the line. Paul, who has been taking part and in the Cathedral Invitational. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Take us through this course. Greg Norman designed, I mean, everyone who's been there and looked at and played on it just raves about it.
Yeah, awesome course. Yeah, Norman doesn't do a lot of golf courses, but Dave Evans, the owner, talked him into this one. And it's a beautiful parcel of land up here at Cathedral Lodge, and it's in two paddocks, basically, over a hill, and he's connected to the two paddocks together and made a magnificent golf course. It's in extremely good condition. It's quite a playable golf course, so it's not one... a golf course that bashes you up at all, and hence why Adam Scott shot 8-under yesterday around it. But it's just a real pleasant golf course.
Is it based on any in particular, or is it its own sort of thing?
No, it's got its own thing. It's got its own character about it. And Norman spent a lot of time here and just walking the hills and seeing holes and doing what architects do, I guess, and spending all hours here and seeing what shapes they were and using the topography of the land and all that sort of stuff, and he's done a great job. But it's got a real country feel about it. So it's not a real Melbourne or a Kingston Heath or a Victoria golf club. It's got its own feel, but challenging in spots, but some beautiful golf holes that run through some valleys, and you could be anywhere in the world. It's just quite amazing.
Good morning to you, Paul. Thanks for your time as always. And we've got a star-studded field as well, both in the men's and women's. There's some outstanding Australian golfers there in action today.
Oh, there sure is. This event has grown. You know, it started as just a member pro, with just a few pros some 5 years ago. But then when David had the vision to take it to the next level, Adam Scott and Mark Leishman come in last year with Kari Webb, and it was a great event. And then this year we've got Cameron Smith and Nicholas Colsart, who's from the world of European golf and US golf, and Ryder Cup hero there. And then all the younger players, from Lewis Dobler to Jeffrey Guam and Kelsey Bennett. And so there's a mixture of, you know, players that are in there. I'm the oldest by 100 years that is playing, which is quite interesting. But I played in the very first one that Cathedral Lodge put on. So I guess I got a late invite to it, or an invite to it. And but it's marvellous to see. But the groupings today, that last group, which is Jeff Ogilvy, who's 46 years of age, Adam Scott is 43, and then Cameron Smith, who yesterday was carrying on, he's the young gun from there. He's the 30-year-old. So he's given it to the two older ones. So it'll be quite a dynamic, and it'll be fun to watch.
When we talk golf on this program, we always have Craig Moore here. Craig, talk to Paul Gow, please.
Gow, it's not a question related to the tournament. It's a moment that I had yesterday on the course at Yarra.
here we go.
It wasn't a stray drive, but it went just and trickled into the rough on the right side of the fairway. We had a slow group in front of us. The group that I was playing with, two guys are on the other side of the fairway looking for a ball. It exceeded probably a 3-minute search, but I did find it probably in the 6th minute of the search.
Too long, Gowie, too long.
Way too long.
Thank you.
But what if the group in front of you is just as slow as all get out?
That's
is there a bit
rule.
Of forgiveness
That's
in that moment?
Minutes.
It's a 3-minute
rule.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Each club, it's written on the board when you start play, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it is. That's right. When you get to that ball, that's when the time starts.
yep. So the birdie shouldn't count.
Nope.
He was slightly angry that his playing partners gave him nothing in looking for it either.
Yeah. What if they don't help you?
Hey, it's an interesting question, but because if you're waiting on the group in front, like you could just sort of stand back and have a bit of a look and knock over your ball, where you think your ball is, and then you can start. So. It's a little bit of a grey area, so I see what you're saying, but it is 3 minutes and 3 minutes only.
When does the official time or the clock start?
When you get to your ball. Well, when you get
the
to
that area.
Area. Yeah. So, yeah, you pretty much know where that area is. but that's the beauty of golf, is where it's a self-governing game. So I don't know how your moral compass was last night.
It's very poor.
I don't think he has one.
I'm going to hand the money back today.
Oh, unlikely.
Gary, who are you playing with today?
I've got Brett Rumford and Sarah Jane Smith. So, all the young blokes, not all of them towed me up, so I've got a few bets going with them. They would have had a lot more drinks last night than I did. I went to bed early. I've been doing push-ups this morning. I'm going to go up to the range and hit balls early just to get their money, just to put another year on. This is the only event I pretty much play all year, so if I can towel them up, they've got nothing.
Gary, there's still a lot of talk around John Rahm, just to finish on here. Are you expecting him to sign with Liv by the end of this week, as a lot of people are?
I would, you know, it's strong rumour, and I've asked Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman this week what they know about it, and they actually know nothing about it. They pretty much only run their own teams and do what they do, so it's hard to believe they didn't know, but they, you know, they're honest guys. They said, no, we don't know anything. We're over here at the moment, and they said, well, who knows? So I'm expecting all the rumours that I've heard, and I've spoken to some few people in the US, and they pretty much confirmed it. So, yeah, it will happen. So, yeah, let's wait and see what happens. But I think what we've all got to keep in mind, there's two tours in the world. Like, see, it's up to, they're all independent contractors, all these players. They can play wherever they want. So if he chooses to play on the Asian tour or the Australian tour or wherever he wants to play, it's purely up to him.